Pack your bags because we're going on a trip as Mr. Facts goes to Washington. Hear your host as he shares his adventures in D.C. to educate CMS on a proposed rule impacting digital cloud faxing technology. And now, here's your host, John Nebergall.
Thanks for tuning in today. I'm John Nebergall, Senior Vice President and General Manager of EFAC. We are going to talk about some of my experiences in Washington as I advocated for interoperability, especially as it relates to digital cloud fax technology. Be sure to follow this series on our blog at enterprise.efax.com and follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn at EFAX Corporate. In this episode, we start our discussion to lay the foundation for you on why I went to Washington, including aspects of a proposed rule that will impact you, the provider, and your patients. So I think probably the best context is to understand the influence that certain rulemaking bodies in Washington have over various different industries. And specifically, I want to talk about HHS, the Health and Human Services Administration, and CMS, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Both of those departments are under the broader scope of the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And what they have is a good deal of funding to help drive behaviors that they would like to see put into place to help advance healthcare. CMS specifically, when you think about it, is the largest insurance company in the world. They run Medicare and very often set the rules for funding various states' Medicaid programs as well. And because of that, when you think about it, they would have a great deal of influence to be able to change behavior of what medical professionals do, because it would then relate back to how they get paid from either Medicare or Medicaid. Now, what CMS has been focused on is promoting a number of different initiatives to drive advances in healthcare communications, specifically electronic communications between providers to exchange healthcare data. The reason that they want to do this is because paper is expensive and paper very often is insecure and easy to lose. And when you compare that to something that's created and stored electronically, you have a much stronger footprint, a much higher level of security, and a much more trackable or auditable series of exchanges that you can be confident in if you are a healthcare professional to understand that the information that you're getting came from where it supposedly came from and contains information that hasn't been tampered with. So in this effort to get rid of paper, paper charts, paper prescriptions, paper lab orders, CMS is promoting behaviors among providers to use electronic means to do things that traditionally they've done on paper and be able to make that transition as seamless as possible by putting incentives in place and ultimately putting penalties in place for the kinds of behaviors that they want to see out of the provider population. So specifically, you have things like the electronic transfer of prescriptions now as being something that is incentivized through various programs by CMS. You have things like exchange of patient data that is incentivized as well. They have created these incentives through a program called MIPS, or Merit-Based Incentive Payment Systems, and they have a scoring system that they use inside of this merit-based incentive payment system to help measure the adherence of physicians to these electronic transactions. As a physician, the more times I transact electronically, the more points I gain under this MIPS program, and the more points I gain, the better the opportunity for me to get into a situation where I'm gaining incentive dollars. Now, in all of that, you have two primary kinds of electronic transactions that CMS recognizes under these incentive programs. The first kind of transaction is called secure direct messaging. In healthcare, they generally call it direct. And direct is a method of exchanging information via a platform very much like email that is in a closed system between providers and facilitated through a series of different entities called HISPs or Health Information Service Providers. Direct is an accepted way for providers to exchange information between each other securely. And as that information is exchanged, as those electronic transactions occur, each one of those is measured as a percentage of a physician's overall number of transactions, different kinds of things that they would write or send. And as their percentage gets above certain thresholds, they start to accumulate points that can lead to incentives. So direct is the first way. The second way is a transaction via HL7 or Health Language 7. Health Language 7 is really a standard protocol used between electronic health record systems to exchange data. So when you think about it, a direct message is something that's human readable. An HL7 message is something that's machine readable. Both of those are secure methods of transacting. Both of those are recognized by CMS as promoting interoperability. And both of those, as you exchange information via either direct or HL7, accumulate these points under the merit-based incentive payment system that allows you to get into an area where you're gaining incentives from CMS. Now, the downside of this, remember, we talked about MIPS points, how these percentages of the electronic transactions can get you to a point where you can earn incentive dollars. Similarly, if you're not doing this very much, if you're falling below certain thresholds of electronic transaction, the folks at CMS will actually cut your reimbursement. So MIPS has both a carrot and a stick. If you're a high electronic transactor using approved electronic means to do those transactions, you can gain points and you can earn incentives. If you are a very low electronic transactor, you gain very few of these points, you can start to have your Medicare or Medicaid payments reduced by 2 or 3%, and that's going to hit you in your pocketbook. So by using these tools, CMS is encouraging physicians to and providers generally to exchange health information via an electronic means rather than paper. Now, that brings us to a bit of a gap and an opening, and really the reason that we started to spend some time with CMS in our effort to educate CMS on electronic transactions that may have fallen under their radar screen. And I want to start before I comment on this process of our conversation with CMS by saying, I am 100% in agreement with the approach. I am coming from a background in health information technology, having worked for many years at an EHR company, a health information exchange company, a clinical decision support company. I understand the real difficulty that paper poses in being a communication device within healthcare. And I think that CMS is doing exactly the right thing in encouraging these behaviors in order to bring the provider population into the 21st century and to use electronic transactions, much like every other industry in the world does, in order to make sure that they can securely communicate and record information that is important to being able to deliver care. Now, that being said, I think that there is a broad category of facts that CMS has really thought about in the context of a fax machine. Now, I'm sure all of us are more than a little familiar with a fax machine. It's a great device for being able to exchange documents. It's a terrible device if you want to conserve paper, if you want high security, or if you want to make sure that you have a permanent record of an electronic transaction. These fax machines are prolific throughout healthcare. I don't think I've ever been in a setting, even from large organizations that have moved to electronic transactions, that I haven't seen fax machines populated through a healthcare organization, whether they're behind the desk, whether they're at a nurse's station, whether they're in the lab. A fax machine is always sitting there, and there's paper coming out of the thing. And this is exactly what CMS wants to avoid. Get rid of the paper, get rid of that insecurity, get rid of the non-electronic transaction. In contrast, digital cloud fax technology is really a paperless technology. So while you think of fax as the machine, I'm going to challenge you to wait for a second and think of fax not as a machine, but as a technology that allows for electronic communication. So essentially, that is what it is. In the past, it would be, you know, running a printed piece of paper through a machine that would take its image, transmit it electronically to a machine on the other end that would print it out. Now, if you get rid of the paper on both ends, you know, if I have a document, just even say a Word document or an Excel document on my computer in my files, fax protocol would allow me to pull that document up electronically and send it via fax electronically if I was connected to the internet. Those tools exist. The same is true with a patient record. If you think about any kind of patient record that a provider could pull up on their device, whether it's an EMR system, whether it's a lab system, whether it's a medication management system, if I can render an image on my device, whether it's a PC or a mobile device, and I have access to the internet, I can securely send that via fax protocol to another device and have it render on the other side. So really, when you think about fax, the protocol, you're really just thinking about a communication method to get something from one device to another, and it can certainly be paperless. In fact, we advocate for it to be paperless. When thinking about fax, the folks at CMS really had the mental framework of the fax machine, and that is something that they wanted to get rid of. What I think CMS overlooked was the reality of fax as a communication protocol, the ability for fax to send things electronically, securely from point A to point B, be able to do that in a paperless environment, and in fact, do that in a way that is HIPAA compliant and very secure and has been for many years. The other part about fax as a protocol versus direct, which we talked about, or HL7 that we talked about, is that fax is a protocol that, to my knowledge, every EMR, EHR, pharmacy, lab system speaks natively. In other words, fax protocol is something that each of those systems can understand without having to create some kind of modification to the system. What you find is that in order for some of these systems to be able to communicate between themselves, they need to modify themselves to exchange HL7 information between two systems. For example, you know, Epic is a very large EMR vendor that is, you know, well populated throughout healthcare. Cerner is another EMR vendor well populated throughout healthcare. While both of those systems have HL7 capability, they don't necessarily easily communicate with each other. Since HL7 is a broad framework, very often what's needed is something called an interface. An interface is an electronic piece of equipment that allows two EMR systems to exchange HL7 information between each other, even though they have different versions, protocols of HL7 that they use. And the reality is that these interfaces are expensive. Very often can cost $15,000 to $20,000 to build one. They're difficult to maintain. So again, going back to my example of the Cerner system trying to speak with an Epic system, if you go and, as you know, software companies do, you get an upgrade to your Cerner system. Now the communication between your Cerner system and your Epic system has to be reworked again because things have changed and the interface doesn't quite work the same way. You know, an interface like that is something that has to constantly have maintenance associated with it, have to look after on a daily basis for messages that fail, and needs to be updated on a regular basis. Fax, as opposed to HL7, is something that would be constant. You don't need an interface to connect a Cerner system and an Epic system via fax. You don't need to worry about an interface that needs to be maintained. Both can generate and receive fax as a basic component of their existing software. So there's a great cost savings there. In addition, fax, because it's low cost, is very often used in rural areas and in economically impacted urban areas, because you're dealing there with providers who don't necessarily have access to great deals of funding in order to be able to afford either EMR systems or to be able to afford interfaces if they do have an EMR system. So the ability for those providers to communicate electronically with other providers, and if you can think about the case of, for example, a rural physician who has to rely on a large medical center, maybe, you know, a couple of hundred miles away, in order to get consults, in order to have opinions on certain cases, in order to send referrals or to send requests for lab studies, those kinds of things. Without fax, they would really have only messenger services to send paper back and forth, or would have to travel there, because remember, as you think about these cases, it's going to require a lot of documentation for one provider to accurately show or understand the full patient case from another provider, right? This isn't a simple phone conversation. This is charts and documents and medical histories and, you know, the kinds of information that a provider would need to assess a patient. Those kinds of medical records, the exchange of those medical records is important in order to be able to facilitate collaboration, facilitate ordering, facilitate referrals, all of those kinds of things. So as you get to rural areas without EMRs and without the ability to invest in an interface, or you get to economically impacted urban areas where the same things apply, you wind up seeing fax used much more often. And unfortunately, you generally see that fax being used in a fax machine rather than in an electronic environment. What we wanted to be able to do is to work with CMS to, number one, advocate, which is that electronic transactions are really the kind of transactions that you want to have in healthcare for a lot of good reasons. Number two, to make sure that we could spend some time with CMS to educate them on the specifics of digital cloud fax technology and its advantages. And number three, the reality of medicine right now, which is that especially in areas that are most vulnerable, that fax is the primary protocol used to exchange information and pushing too hard to ask those specific areas of our provider community to move into an expensive electronic exchange protocol is asking too much of them when a much more universally accepted and much less costly alternative exists. So in a nutshell, we were going to Washington to work on that education process to have the folks at CMS understand the concept of fax as a communication protocol rather than the machine, and talk a little bit about how the inclusion of digital cloud fax technology really does meet the goals that they have set out for themselves in creating this electronic network of information exchange, as well as it eases the economic burden that could impact the folks least able to carry that economic burden. So over the next several podcasts, I'm going to go into a little bit more detail on the specific aspects of the discussions we've had and give everybody an update on, you know, what direction those discussions are taking for the long run. Thank you for joining me today, and stay tuned for more of my travels to Washington as our series continues.
Be sure to tune in to all the Mr. Fax Goes to Washington episodes. Find more information on the program page at healthcarenowradio.com. Learn more about eFax at enterprise.efax.com or follow them on Twitter and LinkedIn at eFax Corporate.